I have been infected, then God forbid, and hopefully I pull through. But I need to stay quarantined. And, you know, sacrificing 3 weeks locked up in my apartment is nothing compared to what if I infected one of my friends,
right?
You know, and they passed away because I didn't want to be locked up. Taking the precautionary measure, the best way to solve any medical problem, prevention, prevent it. Don't try to solve the symptom. Rather than trying to fix a broken leg, prevent it. Same principle goes for just about anything. That's what me and my friend Taylor are both trying to do. We don't need the CDC or anybody to say, oh, well, you need to be locked up, because it's apparent that we need to be locked up. It's apparent that we should not be around people because we're a danger to them. You know, and I think that's just part of using good judgment.
Well, we definitely appreciate you guys using good judgment, making this choice. I mean, you have friends or family or something delivering food and things you need, right?
Yeah, it's really been so inspiring. Once we posted on Facebook and I was emotional, and I'm a writer, so I was emotional yesterday, and I wrote an article about how I was feeling and everything like that, and I posted it up to Facebook, and the response has just been massive. Publishing company has gotten behind me, and I want to say an author has started up a fund for people to donate, and just so many people have donated, you know, even $10 or $20, and that's going to help me and my friend make it through, you know, to pay our rent and everything while we're off work. And so many people have offered to deliver food or water or whatever I need for the next 3 weeks and just leave it on my doorstep. I really feel like that's the way that it should be, that a community should pull together to solve a problem and not wait on some higher power to come solve the problem for them. I think that individually, we as humans have the ability to do that.
You're right. Yeah. And if we're being honest, the CDC didn't show a lot of care to try and contain it in the first place. I highly doubt they're going to show up with any sort of money or help.
I haven't been inspired by their actions. You know, at first yesterday, I got a report that she was asymptomatic. And then later on, as the day progressed, it came out that she was actually had an elevated temperature of 99.5 while getting on the airplane. They also haven't specified at what point somebody does become contagious. We do know that they're more contagious the longer that it goes on. They haven't specified, and typically the symptoms start with a headache.